Alright, time for another DraftPhysics.com, DebatePhysics.com also, but again, the debaters are, you know, pussies, weak, feeble, silly, just belligerently ignorant. Okay, they don't want to come anywhere near the actual arguments made. They can't counter-argue anything I'm actually saying, so it's just kind of futile and pointless. So, I make a rather substantial accusation. You are a fucking idiot. Okay, and this is why you're an idiot, because you believe in fairy tales and silly things that for which there's no evidence. And I even prove, essentially, provide the counter evidence that, yes, your theory just can't possibly meet with reality. Just not possible that it could be the truth. And you just keep doing this crap. Okay, so anyway. Alright, so the first comment is just a link to, an acceptable video by Steve Mould about the bouncy substance, you know. But it's a nothing video. I mean, he does a shabby job of getting to the real point that, you know, ideally we'd like to be able to do an experiment where you lose no energy. Like a perfect tennis ball. You know, it hits a surface, it bounces all the way back, and then it bounces, and then it bounces all the way back again, it bounces, and it bounces all the way back again. All the energy stays in the motion you wish to analyze. And, you know, that's a nice ideal. And there are substances that are getting, you know, better, closer. You know, and we lose, say, 0.02% of their energy per bounce, so they can bounce. He got it to bounce, whatever, 242 times or something. So that's really good. But it's still, you know, fact is it's not what you're, it's not perfect. It's not, you know, you're still losing it somewhere. And, it, you know, and in the video he shows you basically where he's losing it because he says, look, even when I have it in a container where I've taken all the air out, you can still hear it bouncing. Yeah, so obviously the vibrations are going in directions you don't want them to go in. So I mean, I could explain how, you know, you hit something, the energy vibrates through the object. Well, you want it to vibrate in the same direction, you know, that the other object's going to come back and hit it again, and hit it again, and hit it again. And you want the energy to keep going this way. You don't want the energy to go this way, right? So you're all just talking about which way it vibrates, and so then you can say, okay, it's okay if it vibrates one way, but if there's any vibration the other way, well, I have to try to get rid of that. So you try to create a material that doesn't vibrate in different directions and all that kind of thing. So it's like any kind of light experiment. You could shoot light through different substances and try to figure out how to make the substance so the light doesn't diffract and doesn't spread and doesn't do different things that'll cause the light to get weaker and weaker as it goes through the experiment. Well, anyway, but instead of doing that kind of physics, it was just, it's kind of superficial. And, you know, even the whole idea of talking about bouncing when what you're really talking about is the efficiency of its elasticity, you know, trying to make a perfectly elastic substance. So even that science is superficial and, you know, nothing. And why he posted the link here? What does it demonstrate? Nothing. Why is it interesting? Oh, for no reason, really. Am I really going to spend thousands of dollars to procure materials that have perfect elasticity to do experiments? No, I'm not. Not my job, fuckhead. I'll say again. Anyway, yeah, I don't have a laboratory. I'm not the one supposed to be doing the experiments. The scientists are supposed to do the fucking experiments. Anyway, so speaking of fucking stupid, useless experiments, this idiot said, you know, response. In Brozo the Bear's video, where he launches different balls with a rubber band, there's about four of those, and they all have different results. So what's the point? And why don't you deal with the video where he basically proved, okay, he proved that levers do work and that I can use the same exact energy, right? So we'll draw this one. And then I'll make the other point. I mean, let's just read the rest of this bullshit comment. Okay. The calculated results show that... What are you talking about, the calculated results? The results aren't calculated, okay? The results are observed by measuring rulers and different things. You don't calculate the results. The potential spring energy is conserved into the kinetic energy of the balls. No, that sentence doesn't even make any sense. You don't conserve potential energy. Okay, no, you conserve energy by storing it somewhere and then that's what the stupid bouncing ball thing proves. The other video, you're storing the energy and you're storing it in gravity, you retard. The energy came from gravity, the energy goes back into gravity. Okay, and if you want to have a bounce in some other system, you have to use springs or some other device. And then the problem is you have to get rid of friction and heat, and a lot of other things. Not so for the momentum of the ball. So again, this bullshit that somehow you don't have to conserve momentum, when I think almost all of the physicists preach that, yeah, you do have to conserve momentum. So do I actually have to, do I actually have to take the clip of Professor Lewin and play it over and over again? I mean, just to mock your crap? Nature can finagle kinetic energy, but nature can't finagle momentum. I mean, how many physicists have to say those words for it to sink in that if you have an experiment where the momentum's being destroyed, well, there's something wrong with your experiment, shit for brain. God damn. So this is this horse shit from a video he doesn't reference, doesn't tell us what video it is, doesn't even tell us what experiment it is, and frankly, it wouldn't matter anyway because all of his experiments have a different fucking result, you idiot. You can't trust anything Stephen Bro has done, you stupid fuck. And again, if you paid any attention to his experiments, you would have noticed that, yes, they all have different results, and that some of them prove, essentially, the exact opposite argument he's claiming to make. But you're too stupid, and belligerently stupid, frankly, to be honest and to accept the fact that, yes, he did basically prove kinetic energy is a pile of crap, okay? It's a stupid and retarded theory. So the simple idea was he had a spring, a lever, okay? He puts the two mass here, he puts the one mass here, all right? And he does the experiment, and this basically comes out with twice the velocity. This has one velocity, all right? And it just basically proves the case that the same force, okay, the same F equals the 10-ton train going 5 miles an hour, okay, and the 5-ton train going 10 miles an hour, same exact thing, okay, they're equal, the same energy, same everything. Momentum works, kinetic energy is a fable, it's nonsense. This does not have twice as much energy. Twice as much energy doesn't produce it. The same energy can produce it. The 10-ton train can go in this side. I can produce the 5-ton train out this side. It's that simple, that obvious, that factual. Now, I've given you another example. Well, I guess I'll erase. I showed the lever oscillating. I've pointed out, how could it possibly oscillate? It's pushing the energy into gravity. Gravity is storing the energy of the oscillator. The oscillator can't have twice as much energy stored in gravity on this side and half as much energy stored in gravity on this side and continue to oscillate. It doesn't make any sense. It's completely idiotic. I don't know how you can think of yourself as intelligent or informed people and sit there and say, yes, levers create free energy, because that's the implication of 1/2 mv². It's a stupid, idiotic fable, all right? And I really shouldn't have to sit here for years making these videos trying to find perfect experimental evidence to show you this fact, because it's already been shown to you. It's already theoretically been argued to you in ways that you cannot counter-argue. You will never explain how levers function. You won't draw a picture of one. You won't show how they function, because you can't, consistent with this idiotic fable. So again, you people are just belligerently stupid fucktards. You're lying flat earth fanatics, okay? Just playing a game. We have to defend our science. We have to defend our science. Even when it's fucking wrong. Obviously wrong. Obviously flawed. Obviously under-evidenced. And yet you arrogantly keep proselytizing for this stupid goddamn religion of yours. Shut the fuck up. Alright, if you can't make an argument that has any fucking integrity, shut the fuck up. Alright, so here's an experiment. No doubt it's been done bazillions of times. No doubt NASA's aware of it. All kinds of scientists are probably aware of it. Yeah, that's exactly how it'll turn out. Yep, yep, that's the way it works. Alright, so again, I gave you this simple example, right? I mean, you have two containers, okay? One container is one cylinder, alright? One fat cylinder, one cylinder. The other container has two cylinders, that is two pistons. It's a cylinder with two pistons. Okay, I move these two pistons at 5 miles an hour. What's going to happen to this piston? All right, I just connect these two vessels, okay? So the air pressure here is going to be the same as the pressure here. What's going to happen? I move these two in at 5 miles an hour. What's going to happen to this one? Same surface area, same surface area, same surface area. Yes, it's going to leave at 10 miles an hour. Okay, just a fact. A fact, 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 fact. Okay, nothing you can get around. It's nothing. It's just volume and space. And the same thing's going to happen here. I go 10 miles an hour in. I'm going to get 2 5-mile an hours. All right, that's what's going to happen. Okay, momentum works. 1/2 mv² fails. It doesn't work. It isn't how the universe works. Okay, momentum, mv, is the correct answer. Newton, Descartes, and Galileo were perfectly correct. They didn't do anything wrong. You decided for no good reason, because no experiment was coming out funny. There wasn't anything that was, oh, gee, the universe is so broken, we can't figure it out. No, there was nothing broken that needed to be fixed. Okay, just some religious kook decided to do this. Well, he did this. He didn't even do this. Okay, and it was getting wrong answers for 150 years until you fixed it and put the 1/2 in front of it to make it somewhere close to the truth. So you got completely wrong answers about how much energy shit had, and you didn't care, and you just shoved this thing in there, you know, in the 1800s and decided that this is somehow Newton's idea. Somehow Newton agreed with this when, no, Newton thought this was a pile of shit and nonsense. It didn't have any utility at all and didn't make the universe more sensible in any way. Didn't fix anything that was broken. So you just keep lying that this is Newton's formula, that this is somehow this is elemental mechanics when it's not. Okay, it's junk. It's just a fable. It's just a story you've told. Momentum always works. Momentum always did work. Momentum works on a lever. Momentum works with air pressure. Momentum works when you're crashing cars. Momentum works. This crap doesn't. Yeah, I'm running out of all patience because you're not dealing with any of these arguments, all right? You're not countering any of the arguments I've made. You just keep spouting the same F equals MA. Newton said so. No, he didn't say so, liar. Ugh. All right, so we'll deal with one more stupid comment. All right, this is on a regular YouTube video. Yeah, it's the one related to the more philosophical question, but regardless. Good morning. I mean, what is that? Good morning. Do you think somebody's going to be reading the comments at the same time you're posting them or something? I mean, it does happen to be morning, but frankly, okay, I didn't first see the comment when it was morning. You couldn't just say, if you have to, greetings or something, but why would you even bother with any of that? Why don't you just get to the fucking point? Okay, what do you think about Donald Hoffman? Who the fuck is he? Why, I mean, these people who think, you know, they just drop these names like everybody's supposed to know who your favorite flat earther is or your flat philosopher is. I mean, fuck this shit. Okay, counted has a counter argument. Oh, how special. to mechanical realism. Yeah, they, no, he doesn't have an argument, okay? He has maybe some jargon, you know, some sophistry, you know, some little poetic kind of crapola he can spew, but it isn't really sensible. There's nothing that's going to defeat the idea that there is a reality, and frankly, we have every ability to describe it if we wish to. But if you all wish to run away from reality like the little weaselly wimps you are, well, yes, then you end up a world full of jackasses who believe all kinds of absolute bullshit. You fucking idiots. I mean, you're just such an insult to our intelligence. I mean, you know, it's just so disgusting. I mean, all our neurons are just wasting their time, you know, fighting with all of this bullshit that you keep spouting.
Since evolutionarily speaking, the physics that we perceive conceives the aspects which maximize evolutionary points. So he thinks that somehow because we have, because the DNA molecule needs us to reproduce and needs us to consume resources to actually successfully accomplish those tasks, that there's two prime directives. That somehow every single sense and every single aspect of our perceiving abilities will be completely distorted and perverted to make that possible. Which is obviously not the truth, frankly. I mean, lots of organisms are deceived, okay, by other organisms, like wasps are, you know, by orchids. You could argue that, you know, evolution has designed them to be to fool their senses. Their senses aren't broken. They're just obviously being fooled. I mean, just like a human being could be fooled by a robot, let's say. Theoretically. It'd be pretty easy to fool me, frankly. You know, to meet the all you need, okay, is the synthetic, superficial, yeah, it looks good in a bikini, okay. Good enough, I'll marry it. Close enough. You know, who cares about anything else? Something else matters? No, nothing else matters, you idiot. Look, the point is our desires are the thing that's corrupt. Our senses are not. Our senses are intended to make us capable of navigating reality, not navigating a fable, okay? I mean, trees are solid. We don't have any mechanical, sensual indicators saying that we could walk through them, okay? So these are all, our senses work fine. Our senses see a lot. We can feel things. We can do all that stuff quite accurately. There's absolutely zero evidence that any of that is being distorted or perverted. And the only evidence there is of anything that's pervert or distorted is the fact of our desires and our ambitions and our ego and all that kind of crap. That's the stuff that's corrupt, okay? Our capacity to think, our capacity to process our senses, all that stuff works just fine. And the only thing that absolutely sucks about us is the fact that we're selfish and self-indulgent, you know, that we don't have any overt, character. That's the problem. That we lack character. That our character is made to be a crush, kill, and destroy asshole. Not some sort of sensibly reasonable, proportional, self-sacrificing, recognizing that, oh yeah, this isn't a one-player game. No, we're programmed to think it's a one-player game when it's a multiplayer game and all the players need to be appreciated and valued and understood that they all have ambitions and desires and blah, 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 blah. So if we're smart enough, we can understand all that stuff and we can reprogram our desires and temper them and control them so we don't go out and rape and pillage. Blah, 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 blah. And there's every evidence we do that even. So this whole theory that somehow we are broken naturally is just such a pile of shit. Okay, you're only broken in terms of your desires. You're not broken in terms of your capacity to add 2 + 2. There's no evolutionary agenda making us think 2 + 2 = 3. So, fuck you, you're an idiot. God, I just can't stand this planet of morons. We'll just remove it. Alex, fuck you. What tripe? Oh, yeah, like somebody's actually... I mean, again, look how... I mean, you sit here in amazement and just say, look at these tools we have. They're incredible. Our vision, you know, our sense of smell, our sense of touch. I mean, all of these senses are amazingly proficient. And these morons think that's where the problem is. Oh, we can't see reality. Yeah, we can see it. We can model it in our imagination. We can do all of these things. And the only thing that gets in the way is your little obsessions with your winky dinks and stuff. You know, your little anal twitches. That's the shit that's in the way. Without that crap, all this thinking crap works perfectly fine, you stupid fuck. It can work fine. You know, it's just a, you know, well, whatever. And again, why am I having to make all these arguments? It's because of people have, they've jumped on a bandwagon, right? They've got the name on their t-shirt. Science says, I'm on the science side. And they can't accept that maybe the science made a few mistakes that have to be fixed. And that would diminish science a little bit. And they got all their little scientific ideas, they'd have to, oh, we have to reduce them a little bit because, well, they aren't as perfect and as credible as it all seemed. And so maybe we have to rethink a few of the assumptions made by the scientific type people. They can't be perfectly trusted, you know. So that's what they're fighting against, is any kind of indication that their little political party makes any mistakes. You know, because that'll give the bad guys some sort of power. Well, it's not going to give them any power because they're even dumber. What, are you afraid that everybody's going to become a religious lunatic because we have to modify a few scientific propositions, assumptions, axioms, proclamations? Oh, because Einstein has to be turned back into a regular human being, a fallible human being? you know, that somehow Mohammed... he's going to take over. I mean, what's your fear? What is your, what is this crap where you sit there and defend overt crap, nonsense, and sit there and force it to be the truth when it's not, and then say, I'm defending science, when the whole idea of science is to get the fucking truth. I mean, you can't defend truth-seeking with a non-truth-appreciating science, with a science that doesn't care whether it's right or wrong. And the fact that I have to even explain all this crap is just such bullshit. Alright. So, enough of a video. I'll just go back to this drawing. This is the end of the conversation, really. It's over. This is the 10-ton train. Okay? Two pistons moving 5 miles an hour. A compression device. It's creating an amount of compression per second. And it's going to be exactly the same pressure, exactly the same compression per second that will create one piston moving at twice the speed. It's exactly the same energy. It's exactly the same pressure. It's exactly the same weight. It's exactly the same. You can't sit there and say there's any distinction whatsoever as far as the gas is concerned. And that's what's measuring the energy. The air is saying this is the same as this. This moving twice as fast is the same as these two dopes moving half as fast. It's just a fact. Same fucking thing. Undeniable, unrefutable. It's over. This proves the round earth. Your theory of a flatness is over. It's done. This is the photograph. Click, photograph. It's over. The argument should be over. And again, the levers should have ended it. You should have understood right from the start that yes, levers have to be momentum conservation devices. You're just converting one MV into a different MV. Big M, little V. Big V, little m. That's all there is to work with. Squaring of velocity was retarded. Shit. Okay. I mean, it made no sense.
Why would you square a velocity? It's velocity is like squaring a time. It just doesn't make much sense. Why would you square one of those? I mean, it's not squareable. It's not a dimension. Anyway. All right. So enough. Until the next time and such. God, I just hate this fucking planet. God, I mean, 98% of people are too stupid to even have this conversation. And so there's this 2% of people that can sit there and even understand, oh, you mean there's, oh, the pressure, the molecules are bouncing and hitting the surface more often. And yes, if two walls are coming at the half the speed, then the size of the room is getting smaller by exactly the same rate. If one of the walls goes twice as fast, okay, there's no denying those are the same. There's only 2% of the people can even understand something that simple. And 98% of that 2% just doesn't give a shit about the truth. Because they want to believe in 300-year-old fucking ghosts. Invented by fucking religious loonies who were talking about solitons and monads. Making the universe run. I mean, just, fuck. And then they're doing it right in the face of Descartes, Galileo, and Newton. Three people they're supposed to actually respect and revere as great scientists. And they're spitting in their face. Oh, just amazing. All right, so whatever. Fuck you. I'm getting out of here. All right, so this has been another draftphysics.com. I would like to debate something, but there's nobody who's fucking on the subject.